Imagine a world where the politicians demanding more government control are the same ones exploiting their current power for personal gain. This is the explosive premise of Profiles in Corruption, which meticulously documents how America's leading progressive politicians have leveraged their positions to enrich themselves and their families. With over 1,100 endnotes sourced from public records, financial disclosures, and court documents, the investigation reveals a troubling pattern. Those who campaign as champions of the common people often operate by entirely different rules once in office. As we consider granting expanded government authority to those who claim to fight for the common good, shouldn't we first examine how they've used the power they already possess? Corruption rarely begins with dramatic scandals. Instead, it starts with small ethical compromises that establish patterns of behavior. Like Robert Penn Warren's flower in the crannied wall theory from All the King's Men, attractive political exteriors often conceal dark, corrupt roots winding through hidden relationships. Today's political divide isn't merely about income inequality, but power inequality. Those with political influence operate by different rules, protecting family and friends from justice while directing taxpayer money toward their inner circles. Progressive politicians warrant particular scrutiny not because they alone are corrupt, but because they uniquely advocate for dramatic expansion of federal power. What makes this pattern especially concerning is how media focus on horse race journalism rather than investigative reporting has left many of these revelations unexplored. When was the last time you saw a deep investigation into how a politician's family members suddenly became wealthy after their rise to power? The Trump vortex has consumed journalistic resources that might otherwise scrutinize other political figures, leaving voters in the dark about those who claim to represent their interests. Kamala Harris's political career launched through her relationship with Willie Brown, the married California Assembly Speaker and future San Francisco mayor who was 31 years her senior. Brown appointed Harris to part-time state commissions that tripled her income, provided her a BMW, and connected her to his influential political network. Though Harris privately called Brown an albatross hanging around my neck, his political machine proved crucial to her district attorney campaign, helping her outspend her opponent while violating campaign limits, resulting in a $34,000 ethics fine. As district attorney and attorney general, Harris's prosecutorial decisions often favored political allies. She dropped charges against a Brown-connected strip club owner despite evidence of prostitution, dismissed corruption cases involving Brown appointees, and blocked a hospital purchase after receiving major contributions from an opposing union. SEIU officials openly claimed Harris was their politician who would do what they told her. Despite his middle-class Joe persona, Joe Biden's political career has benefited five family members financially: son Hunter, daughter Ashley, brothers James and Frank, and sister Valerie. Biden denies discussing business with family, but evidence suggests his position was instrumental to their success. The family's opportunities expanded during Biden's vice presidency. Hunter secured billion-dollar deals with Chinese entities after joining official visits and landed an $83,000 monthly board position at Ukraine's Burisma Holdings despite lacking experience, shortly after his father became point person on Ukraine policy. James Biden joined a construction firm with no experience as it pursued government contracts, with executives citing the value of his connection. Frank Biden used family ties to secure state funding for struggling charter schools, while Joe Biden opposed federal funding for such institutions. These activities raise questions about the disconnect between Biden's anti-corruption stance and his family's business practices. Elizabeth Warren portrays herself as a middle-class champion fighting corporate power. Yet her career path from Harvard professor to U.S. senator reveals notable contradictions. While denouncing economic predation, Warren and her husband engaged in property speculation, buying foreclosed homes and reselling them for profit. In one case, they purchased a house for $30,000 and sold it 5 months later for $145,000, a 383% gain. Her corporate consulting practice charged $700 per hour advising companies on bankruptcy laws she helped create. She represented corporations against worker interests, helping LTV Steel fight miners' retirement benefits, defending companies against victim lawsuits, and assisting Travelers Insurance secure asbestos lawsuit immunity for $212,000. By 2012, Warren amassed a $14.5 million net worth. Meanwhile, her daughter Amelia's company, Business Talent Group, saw revenues grow from $4 million to $11 million as Warren gained financial oversight power. Despite Warren's public criticism of the gig economy, her daughter's company exemplified. Bernie Sanders built his career on socialist ideals and targeting wealthy enemies, from the Rockefellers to today's billionaire class. Yet his own financial story presents notable contradictions. As Burlington's mayor, Sanders appointed his girlfriend Jane to head the mayor's youth office without an open search and later approved her controversial raise. After opposing a waterfront project as an enclave for the rich, he formed an unexpected long-term alliance with the wealthy developer family who would later fund Sanders' family initiatives. At Burlington College, where Jane served as president, the family directed over $500,000 to her daughter's unaccredited woodworking school while the college struggled. Jane's $10 million property purchase, based on misrepresented donations, led to the college's collapse and FBI investigation, though she left with a $200,000 severance. Sanders has accumulated significant wealth through Senate book deals, earning over $1 million in 2016-17, after which he notably stopped mentioning millionaires in his speeches. The family now owns three homes, including a vacation property bought through a tax-advantaged trust after Burlington College's closure, raising questions about the gap between his public stance and private wealth accumulation. Corruption takes many forms. Using political power to enrich family, tilting justice for friends, steering government contracts to allies, or using public office for personal gain. While progressives claim pure motives in their quest for greater power, Nobel laureate Milton Friedman reminds us that concentrated power is not rendered harmless by the good intentions of those who create it. The link between power and corruption is an iron rule of history. What leaders do with power reveals their true character. As historian Robert Caro observed, power always reveals. Before granting expanded government authority to those who claim to fight for the common good, we must ask, why trust someone with more power when you cannot even trust them with the little they already have? The evidence suggests that for many progressive champions, public power has primarily served private interests, precisely the corruption they claim to oppose. As citizens, we must look beyond carefully crafted personas and judge politicians not by their rhetoric, but by how they've actually wielded power. Because in the end, those who elect corrupt politicians are not victims, but accomplices.